And then
half step to from 3 to 4, right? That was one of the things you're going to memorize. 3 to 4, yeah. And 7 to 8 is a half step.
Yeah, so C sharp.
So we're at C sharp.
D sharp.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
D.
Yeah, why is it D?
Because we need a half step.
C sharp to D, that's correct. Alright. And then from 4 to 5, how far? Whole or half?
Whole.
Yep. So D top upper whole is what?
E.
Yep. And then you're at
5 and 6,
yep. How far from 5 to 6, e. whole or half?
F.
No, I want to know if it's whole or half.
Oh, whole. And it's yep. F.
That's incorrect.
Sharp.
How do you know if it's F sharp or F?
Because it's only one half between E and F.
Correct.
And E and F. So an E F and F sharp is another half, so half plus half equals whole.
That's right.
I'm finally good at math.
That's right. And then F sharp, this is like math a little. And then yeah. F sharp is the 6th note of the key of A, and we want to get to the 7th note. How far? Whole or half?
Whole.
Yep. And so a whole step from F sharp
is G sharp.
G sharp.
And okay. Then A is again, naturally.
A is a, yeah, as you have to wind up at A. And of course, G sharp and A are right next to each other, so that's a half step. Cool. Now, what does all this mean? I'm going to let you have some fun on the guitar. Now, you don't really play guitar, but just by knowing the 3 to 4 and 7 to 8 are half steps, you can have fun and improvise on the guitar just on one string. And I will show you. But before I do that, let me just point out, from a music theory point of view, notice that we kind of memorized two things. We memorized that from E to F and B to C are half steps. All the other white keys are whole steps.
Yeah.
And then in our major scale, between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are the half steps. So sometimes it's helpful to think about the key of C when thinking about how music works. If you can't remember where are those half steps again, think about the key of C, and it's the same business. You know that it's C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, and if you look at this diagram, there's no black key between E and F and B and C. So that's a reason why a lot of music teachers will use C as the example for how to build a major scale, because it's staring you right in the face when you look at a keyboard. Right?
Yeah.
But going back to the example of the guitar, I'm gonna I know you don't play guitar at all. So I'm gonna give you a handy dandy way of improvising. Here's a pick. Play an A major scale on the fifth string. Alright, so remember and then say the numbers as you go along. Actually, start at 1, say it out loud for the purposes of the student. So open is 1.
1, 2.
Wait, let's hear 2 again. I didn't hear it.
2.
Yep, he's on the 2nd fret.
3.
3's on the 4th fret.
4
is on the 5th fret.
5.
5 is on the 7th fret.
6.
6 is on the 9th fret.
7
is on the 11th fret.
And
back. So good. So what you can do is use the open A string. And play around with all those different notes, kind of like this.
Okay.
You know, like.
Okay.
Like that. And you guys should try this too. Play around with any of those notes and think the numbers as you go along.
Okay.
So I might stop you and ask you what number of the scale you're on. Careful, use only the major scale. Stop right there what number is that He's on the ninth fret of the fifth string.
Yeah, ninth fret of the fifth
string. Yeah, what number of the scale is that?
You mean letter?
No, the number, like 1, 2, 3, 4, oh. 5, 6, or 7, or 8.
Six.
That's right. How'd you figure that out?
Because I know the two dots was 8.
That's right.
And -2 is 7.
Minus one fret is seven.
Or -1, -2.
That's right. So show them. I was wondering if you were doing it, able to do it backwards. He did it backwards, which means he knows that at the 12th fret it's 8, right? Play 8 for us. And then go down how far to 7? Whole or half? Say it.
Half.
Yep. And then how far from 7 to 6?
Whole.
That's right. So I'm going to keep letting you play around. Thank you all very much. Good luck and have fun. Try this exercise that he's doing on any of the open strings. And also try writing the scales down. If you really want to get into it, go ahead and play it, Max. Great job. Thank you so much, by the way, Max. Hey, careful. Only use the... No. Careful. Be careful. If you don't mind, let me just... All right, you guys, good luck, have fun. Thank you so much, Max. You want to say goodbye?
Hehehehe